following excerpt is taken from the book Heaven and Hell by Allan Kardec. Countess Paula. Countess Paula was a young, beautiful, and rich lady born into an illustrious family. Moreover, she was a complete model for all the virtues of the heart and spirit. She died at age 36 in 1851. She was one of those individuals whose eulogy can be summarized by everyone as, "Why does God take such persons so early?" Happy are those who are thus blessed by being remembered in such a way. She was good, sweet, and tolerant towards all, and was always ready to forgive or mitigate evil rather than increase it. Slander never stained her lips. Without being haughty or prideful, she treated those below her with a benevolence that displayed no menial familiarity, and she never set herself apart from them with airs of superiority or humiliating condescension. Understanding that those who make a living from their work are persons without means, and that because of their condition and in order to sustain themselves, they need the money owed to them, she was never late in paying wages. The very thought that someone might go in want because of a late payment weighed heavily on her conscience. She was not one of those persons who always have money available to satisfy their own fantasies rather than to pay their obligations. She could not understand how it could be in good taste for the wealthy to accumulate debt, and she would feel disgraced if anyone could have said that her suppliers had to grant her an advance. Hence, her death brought much grief, but no claims against her. Her charity was inexhaustible, but not that conventional charity that puts on a show in the full light of day. It was a charity of the heart and not of ostentation. Only God knew about the tears she wiped away and the desperation she relieved, for her good acts were only witnessed by herself and the misfortunates she assisted. She especially knew how to find hidden misfortunates. These were the most desperate, and she helped them with a delicacy that raises rather than lowers self-esteem. Her social status and her husband's high position obligated her to perform onerous household roles from which she could not excuse herself. However, in order to completely satisfy the requirements of her position, without being stingy, she did so with great orderliness and managed to avoid ruinous wastefulness and superfluous expenditures, thereby enabling her to reduce by half what others might have spent without doing nearly as well. She was thus able to save a large part of her fortune for the needy. Having destined a large share of her resources exclusively for this purpose, so sacred to her, she regarded it as a reduction in what she would otherwise spend on the upkeep of her household. Hence, she found a way of reconciling her societal duties with her duties towards the needy. Evoked 12 years after her death by a relative who had accepted Spiritism, she gave the following communication, responding to several questions asked of her.